Maybe the anesthesiologist in the study identified some catastrophic problem in the patients treated with beta blockers and gave a medication to rescue them. Is that why there's no difference in blood pressure? No. There's no difference in the medications used to control blood pressure between the two groups. None. Let me ask a question. What fraction of sick, old people, VA patient A and B, who you put to sleep drop their blood pressure? Well, I must admit all of them. Okay, if all sick, old patients who you put to sleep drop their blood pressure after induction, what fraction of patients who you administer preoperative beta blockers to will drop their blood pressure? Well, if it was 100% without the beta blockers, it would probably be at least 100% after beta blockers. That is correct. Not only is it exactly the same with and without beta blockers, if I secretly give them to patients, as in a prospective randomized blinded clinical trial, and I measure the blood pressure with a computer, I still can't see either a difference in the blood pressure or the therapy for blood pressure related issues. Perioperative beta blockers do not change the systolic or diastolic blood pressure in a noticeable or adverse manner with induction or maintenance or emergence of anesthesia. You must conquer your fear of beta blockers. Fear is the enemy. Do not be afraid. Give the drug.